For Kim. Playlist. Delicate by Damien Rice. You and Me by Niall Horan. Lonely featuring Lil Wayne by Demi Lovato. Dress by Taylor Swift. You Are by GOT7. Never Be the Same by Camila Cabello. Sticky Leaves by Lin Ying. Lights On by Shawn Mendes. If I Be Wrong by Wolf Larsen. No Promises featuring Demi Lovato. Acoustic by Cheat Codes.
Chapter 1. Lydia. James is drunk. Or coked up. Or both. It's been 3 days since anyone could really talk to him. He's just been on one long bender in our sitting room, draining bottle after bottle, and acting like nothing's happened. I don't understand how he can be like this. Apparently, he's not even interested in the fact that our family is now in ruins. I think it's his way of grieving. I give Cyril a sideways glance. He's the only other person who knows what's happened. I told him at his party, the night that James got off his face and snogged Elaine in front of Ruby's very eyes. Somebody had to help me get James home without either Percy or Dad spotting the state he was in. Our families are close friends, so Cy and I have known each other since we were kids. And even though Dad made me promise not to tell anyone about Mum before the official press release goes out, I know I can trust him, and that he'll keep the secret. Even from Ren, Keshav, and Alistair. I couldn't have got through the last few days without his help. He convinced Dad to leave James alone for a bit, and told the lads not to ask questions for the time being. They're sticking to that, although I get the impression that with every passing day, they're finding it harder and harder to watch James destroying himself. While my brother is doing his very best to shut off his brain, all I can do is wonder how I'm meant to cope. My mum is dead. Graham's mum died 7 years ago. The baby growing inside me isn't going to have a granny. Seriously, that's the thought running through my head on a perpetual ticker. Instead of grieving, I'm wrestling with the fact that my child will never know the embrace of a loving grandmother. What the hell is wrong with me? But I can't help it. The thoughts in my head have taken on a life of their own. They escalate until I'm wallowing in catastrophic scenarios, and I'm so scared of the future that I can't think about anything else. It's like I've been in a state of shock for 3 days. I guess something inside me, and James, broke horribly when Dad told us what had happened. I don't know how to help him, I whisper, watching James tip back his head and drain yet another glass. It hurts to see him suffering. He can't keep on like this forever. Sooner or later, he's going to have to face reality. And in my view, there's only one person in the world who can help him with that. I pull out my phone for the squillionth time and call Ruby's number. But she doesn't pick up. I wish I could be angry with her, but I can't. If I'd caught Graham with someone else, I wouldn't want anything to do with him, or anyone associated with him ever again either. Are you calling her again? Cy asks, glancing skeptically at my phone. I nod, and he frowns disapprovingly. I'm not surprised by his reaction. He thinks Ruby's only interested in James for his money. I know that's not true. But once Cyril's made up his mind about a person, it's very hard to convince him to change it. And I might find it frustrating, but I can't resent him for it. It's his way of taking care of his friends. He won't listen to any of us. I think she might be able to get through to him before he has a total breakdown. My voice sounds weird in my own ears, so cold and flat. But inwardly, I'm the total opposite. The pain makes it almost impossible even to stand up straight. It's like I've been tied up